With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. That's the sound of a snowblower blowing, if it's not clear. And that happened in New York on Friday. A lot of snow and rain and cold weather still await travelers for the rest of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, with winter storm warnings posted Friday all across the northern part of the country. Airlines around the world canceled and delayed flights heading into the weekend to fix software on a widely used commercial plane after an analysis found computer code may have contributed to a sudden drop in the altitude of a JetBlue aircraft last month. Airbus says an analysis of the JetBlue incident revealed intense solar radiation can actually corrupt data critical to the functioning of flight controls on the A320 family of aircraft. There are some new developments in the Trump administration's push for redistricting. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
A panel of three federal judges in North Carolina has cleared the way for a new congressional map to be used in the 2026 midterm elections. The judges rejected arguments that the Republican redrawn map amounted to unconstitutional political retaliation and diluted the voting power of black voters. Meanwhile, in a reversal, Indiana Republicans will meet in December to consider a new congressional district map favoring GOP candidates. The state Senate's Republican leader had previously said they would not meet because there was not enough support to pass a new map. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says he will grant a full pardon to ex-Honduran leader Juan Orlando Hernandez. He's serving a 45-year U.S. prison sentence for drug trafficking and weapons charges. Mr. Trump calls Hernandez, says that rather he was treated very harshly. And he ties the move to support for Honduras' conservative candidate ahead of upcoming elections. This is SRN News. Don't be too quick to part with those leftover comic books you've got stored in the attic. A rare Superman comic book fetching a price that's out of this world.
It's Superman!
A copy of the first Superman comic, a 1939 Superman number one first edition, has sold for $9,120,000 this month.
There was a lot of spirited bidding. It shattered the previous world record.
Lon Allen, vice president of comics at Heritage Auctions, says the copy was unearthed in a cardboard box under layers of old newspapers and cobwebs by three brothers who were cleaning out their late mother's attic in San Francisco.
It's one of the most desirable comic books that you could own. It's in the very highest grade. It's the original printing.
The buyer and the three brothers remain unidentified. I'm Jennifer King.
And the experts say don't be too quick to throw away those old treasures. You may not know how much they're worth. This is SRN News. There's a new book out about abortion, and it's made just for children, as Michael Harrington explains.
Pro-choice activists Amelia Bonow and Rachel Kessler are the authors. The book is titled Abortion is Everything and is aimed at 5 to 8-year-olds. The authors say their work, quote, frames abortion as the actualization of a uniquely human superpower, our capacity to imagine the future and make choices that lead us toward the life we envision. Abortion is a tool that allows human beings to shape our destinies and which has shaped the entire world, unquote. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reached record levels last year. In its annual report, the Federation of the Jewish Communities says it registered 4,700 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024, almost 9% more than the year before. The Federation says the Czech Republic has been no exception to a global explosion in anti-Semitism. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.